from the ambassadors representing the Italian city-states to Castlereagh and Henry Kissinger, a nation's international relations were managed through representation abroad. Over centuries, understandings evolved, including sanctuary for the visitor. When there weren't any specific rules attached to diplomacy, protocols evolved. Discretion, subtlety, delicacy were part of the attitudinal stance. Until now. Without placing value judgments on contemporary diplomacy, I would argue President Trump is different. Exchanging threats with President Rouhani of Iran and earlier with Kim Jong-un, President Trump has his own style. Needless to say, it's a style that alarms the political establishment. However, the end game is not approaching, and the president's methods may prove to be more effective than traditional approaches. That is indeed a unique moment in history. For example, Trump's predecessors explained to NATO members that their contribution to defense preparation was generally well below the 2% of GDP, which individual nations had agreed. President Trump made the same pitch, but in his case came a threat. If the member states do not live up to their obligation, NATO would collapse. The message was clear, unfiltered, certainly lacking subtlety. Its effect remains to be seen. Part of this assessment is that the president uses Twitter to communicate. This may be the 21st century knowledge transmission belt, but it is constrained by word limitation. How does one exchange the intricacies of national interest and the security of President Putin by Twitter? Now, it may be that this historian conveys an easily understood message. After all, new models of political behavior are emerging. There is little doubt that those diplomats trained in our schools for this profession find this unprecedented. At meetings I have attended at the Council of Foreign Relations, there is an ongoing debate about the issue. As noted, the proof is in the pudding. After less than 2 years, it is impossible for any conclusions to be reached about President Trump's diplomatic approach. But if the president can point to success on the international stage, he may shatter the protocols for generations to come. While former Secretary of State has his critics, but his opening to China and balancing act to Russia might be seen as models of contemporary diplomacy. President Trump could be observed as the anti-Kissinger, even though there are members of the White House that work for the erstwhile secretary. Foreign policy is not a front-runner issue in this upcoming campaign. However, it would be a mistake to discount it. If the Trump team gains actionable effort at denuclearization from Kim, that headline may be a 3% gain in Republican fortunes. The problem is that most of the assertions in this diatribe are speculative. Politics was and remains unpredictable. Any comments about the president are not designed to undermine his office, but rather offer texture for an administration different from others. Is Trump an outlier, one of a kind, and entirely idiosyncratic? Or has he broken the mold, giving diplomacy new meaning for the future? This is not a trivial question, since the artfulness of diplomacy follows the lead of the president, and the diplomats in turn shape opinions abroad.